Badra camp in northern Iraq, home to 15,000 displaced Yazidis. Thousands of others are being held captive by Islamic State militants known here as Daesh. 18-year-old Soha Mohammed escaped after 6 months' captivity. She agreed to talk if her face and real name were not revealed. She says IS invaded her village in August and took away all the men.
They separated 7 of us girls by force from our mothers and took us to a house. The food was not good. After a month, 2 Daesh guys came, and they chose some of us and took us to a house in Mosul.
Soham endured repeated rapes and beatings until a month ago when she managed to escape. She says she ran all night until she found a family to take her in. They eventually contacted her uncle, who rescued her. IS fighters killed about 1,700 people in the village of Kocho. More than 100 young women were separated and taken to a house in Raqqa, northern Syria, says 22-year-old Sara Hussein. The militants showed up that night.
Each fighter brought a girl for himself. They came to buy and sell us and convert us to Islam. They raped us and didn't give us food. No one was spared. If one resisted, they would hit all of us, breaking our hands and our heads. We couldn't do anything. Sometimes 3 of them would violate 1 girl.
Worse, she says, is what is happening to the younger children.
We escaped, but we are not happy because our families are not here. All our close families are with Daesh. They brainwashed the small kids and gave them injections. All these kids in the future will do the same things to us.
Hussein is angry at the response of the international community, which she says has been too little and too late.
All the major countries are attacking them, America, Saudi Arabia, Australia, France, but they don't care about us. They just care about Iraqi oil. If they want to help us, they would free our kidnapped people.
Hussein escaped in November. She says she wants to testify to the International Court of Justice about what was done to her and her people. Scott Bob, VOA News, Badra, northern Iraq.